Now, the Gospel of Mark that we come to now is actually, chronologically, the first gospel that was written. It was actually one of the first books written in the New Testament. Not the first, but one of the first. And this man, John Mark, and I'm going to spend a little time now in introduction to the Gospel of Mark. John Mark was one of the writers who was actually not an apostle. Matthew was, and of course John was. And Luke was a very close friend and an intimate of Paul the apostle. And John Mark was one who went with Paul on the first missionary journey. He was the nephew of Barnabas. Now, John was his Jewish name, while Mark was his Latin surname. Over in Acts 12:12, we read, "And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." That was when Simon Peter was released from prison. Now, actually, this is the first historical reference to him that we have in Scripture. Obviously, his mother was a wealthy and prominent Christian in the Jerusalem church, and evidently the church there met in her home. He was a nephew of Barnabas, and Paul tells us that in Colossians 4:10. And he evidently was the spiritual son of Simon Peter, because Peter, writing in his first epistle in the 5th chapter, verse 13, says, "The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus, my son." Now, the Gospel of Mark has long been considered, by the way, Simon Peter's gospel. And I think there's evidence for that. We'll see that a little more closely in a moment. And John Mark joined Paul and Barnabas before the first missionary journey. Actually, we are told in Acts 13:5, "And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. Then they also had John to their minister." But this man, of course, he turned back at Perga in Pamphylia, and apparently, it was a fact that he was maybe a little yellow. Maybe he was chicken, as we would say today, using the commonplace. And we don't need, I think, to defend John Mark for turning back. He may have had an excuse, I don't know, but it looks to me like that he had failed, and at least he did make good. But Paul didn't want to take him on the second missionary journey. And Uncle Barnabas did. He was a great fellow and was easy to forgive, but not Paul. In Acts 15, verse 37 and 38, I read, "And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark, but Paul thought it not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work." Now, that looks to me like Paul thought he failed him. And we're told in verse 39 there in Acts 15, "And the contention was so sharp between them, they departed asunder one from the other, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus." And far as we're concerned, sails right off the page of Scripture, and we know very little about his ministry in John Mark. But we do know that John Mark made good. When Paul wrote his swan song in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 11, he says, "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he's profitable to me for the ministry." So that John Mark made good. There's always been a question of whether he occurs somewhere in the gospel record. Well, I'll call attention to that. I personally don't think that there's any basis for that at all. And we are told that this man, Mark, got his facts of the gospel from Peter. And others say that he got the explanation of the gospel from Paul. Well, I'm willing to accept that.